We continue our locker room chats here tonight, KNZA 103.9, as the basketball season is upon us, and it's now time to talk Hiawatha Redhawks hoops, and we're joined by the girls' head coach, that is Brady Jasper. It is presented by Carl's Body Shop. Coach, a pretty historic season for your squad a year ago, 18 wins to just 4 losses, including a 12-1 start. You won your Hiawatha tournament, share the Big 7 League title. Obviously, a very talented team that you had, and it showed on the floor. Just talk about that team a year ago and just what you thought overall about that squad.
Well, as you said, that was an excellent season for us, one of the best that we've ever enjoyed here at Hiawatha. And it was kind of a joy to be a part of that group. They shot the ball well. They ran the floor well. They were really a competitive group. As you said, we won the tournament and got a share of the league championship, which were some things that we hadn't done here for a while. And hopefully we can just kind of build on that and kind of continue some of that success anyway.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot of new pieces. You know, for the most part, you lose a handful of starters, but it comes back around to Darcy Lears, who's an athletic senior who can really play anywhere on the floor. Talk about her development and kind of the expectations for her.
Yeah, we do. Darcy's our lone starter that returns, though we do have a couple other girls that played a lot of starter minutes that return to this group. But we're going to expect them to kind of carry us, especially during this early portion of the season. Darcy brings a lot of athleticism to the table. She led the league in steals last year, actually set a single season school record for steals last year with almost 5 a game, which is phenomenal. So we hope that she can continue to be aggressive on the defensive end and help us out on the offensive end as well.
And then down low, Abby Elfner, who's got really good length and a junior, saw some time off the bench and a really good spark plug for you a year ago. How do you see her kind of developing into a different role this year?
Yeah, she's an interesting piece that we have back as well. Last year as kind of a lengthy sharpshooter from the perimeter that would surprise some people in their matchups with the way she could extend the defense. I think now we will be asking her to score more of it as an inside and outside threat for us. That'll help give us some balance on that end of the floor. And then also, we're really pleased with what we've had from Josie Delaney, too. She played starter minutes a year ago off the bench, and she's our point guard, and she's just been excellent for us here in the early practices, shooting the ball really well. So those are the three girls that we'll probably lean on the most here in the early part of the year.
And the early part of the year, and it turns around real quick. We start the season Thursday night on the road at Marysville. How much, one, do you know about this Marysville team heading into this year, and just what's kind of the expectation going into it?
Well, yeah, I don't know a lot about them. You know, they're probably looking at some new faces and new places as well. Also, even a new coach that is probably bringing some new ideas to the program there. So we're just going to kind of go with the flow, I guess, as you might say, over there for our season opener. And we're looking forward to kind of just what we can become. I think our team is probably one that can get a little bit better as the year goes along. I know we were picked pretty low in the league rankings here as the preseason poll and the coaches poll. That's probably all as much as of a respect for the kids that are gone as it is for anything about what we have coming back. So we're looking for a group that probably really develops, and maybe by January or February could be playing their best basketball of the year.
Hiawatha girls basketball coach Brady Jasper joining us. 18 wins a year ago and still plenty of talent and a talented Big 7, but out of league here to begin the year Thursday night. That'll be at Marysville. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Marysville this week, and we'll do it again next week. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks.